At the 2015 commencement of Bronx Community College, the proud president recounted the diversity in his school.
This is the largest graduation class in the history of BCC. 2,149 of you are graduating today. The youngest of you is 18, and the oldest is 67.
BCC is smaller and costs much less to attend than Columbia University over in Manhattan. Columbia may have the Ivy League credentials, but Bronx Community College is the only way for many of these students to study beyond high school. If President Obama's plan to make community college free for 2 years goes into effect, it could help 9 million students afford college each year. Today, we continue to follow one academic year inside five community colleges to discover what life is really like for millions of students across the country and their bank accounts. Professor Peter Capelli, director of the Wharton School Center for Human Resources and author of the book Will College Pay Off? A Guide to the Most Important Financial Decision You'll Ever Make, says it's more complicated than just looking at the sticker price of the tuition.
You know, I think one of the great difficulties in thinking about prices of college is that the sticker prices are something that not very many people pay. So about 60% of kids going to college get financial aid. And sometimes the very most expensive schools can be the cheapest ones to go to. For example, in the Ivy League, if you're making less than $100,000 as a family, it's a pretty good chance your tuition is going to be free. But you look at the tuition sticker price, it seems unbelievably high.
Who feels the most pain if we can look at the ranges of incomes here? It sounds like what you're saying, that a family of four who makes $80,000 or less is probably not feeling a lot of pain if they have high-performing students, because they're going to have a lot of options in financial aid based on their need. It sounds like the people who are feeling the most pain are in this $100,000 to $400,000 zone, depending on if they have one or, you know, six kids.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it could be people who are making even less money if their kids are not applying to the or able to get into the most elite schools, and if they're not willing to trade down to colleges that will give them merit aid. Interestingly enough, you know, the difference now between private schools and state universities is about, after financial aid, $9,000 a year. It's not a huge difference anymore. And so if you are a family whose kids are going to go to the local state university, you're likely the ones who are feeling the most pressure now, because the tuition costs have gone up twice as fast in the state universities as in the privates, and much faster than inflation. And they don't give a lot of financial aid.
If you listen to public radio, you hear all kinds of jokes about English majors and how pointless it is to get an English BA. Is a liberal arts education worth it by the economic standards you can apply there at Wharton?
Yeah, I think it certainly is. By itself, it's probably not going to get you much of a first job, but it positions you in terms of a broad education to do a bunch of other things later on. It's also true that the very practical degrees only work well if you happen to time the market. So, for example, the hottest degree in the U.S. the last 5 years has been petroleum engineer. This year, that degree is going to be dead because fracking is down, oil market is down, they're not hiring people. So you got to hit the market just right, and it's very difficult to know. Even in fields like engineering, we think of, you know, everybody with computer science degree must just be snapped up, but that's not always true. If you happen to have been lucky enough to major in mobile applications 2 or 3 years ago with an IT degree, wow, you would have been spectacularly in demand. But if you had chosen other fields, other subfields, maybe it's even struggling to get a job.
We're talking with Peter Capelli, director of the Center for Human Resources at the Wharton School, about community colleges and the cost of higher ed. This is The Takeaway. Is community college a Walmart version of education, or does it serve a fundamentally different kind of function, say remediation of people coming out of inferior high schools, or responding to specific employment requirements in specific localities?
Community college has been kind of a catch-all, trying to solve all kinds of problems. So, for example, the most common major in community college is actually liberal arts, because many students are going there kind of on the cheap, trying to get enough education and do well enough so they can transfer to a four-year college. But on the other hand, a very large number of students already have bachelor's degrees, and they're going back to community colleges to try to get job skills. So they're trying to do both of these things at the same time. And the reason for that is nobody else is around to do it. So community colleges are kind of left to do everything.
It seems as though a bachelor's in liberal arts and someone who wants to upgrade their skills because they're doing career changing, going to a community college seems like a pretty darn good idea, as opposed to adding $90,000 in debt going to law school.
Well, I think that's right, and I can tell you I got two kids with bachelor's degrees who both went back to community colleges, so it is financially a pretty sensible thing to do. The problem for the schools themselves is they're funded by mainly local governments, and they're losing money on every student they take in. And as the economy goes down, they're flooded with kids who are trying to get in the door, and adults as well, to get new skills. So they're doing terrific work without very many resources, and I think they're struggling just to get by. I don't think they've had the opportunity to think strategically about how to make out in this environment.
So to conclude, will college pay off?
My answer to that, of course, is, as with every academic, is it depends. If you're a parent, you got to make some pretty careful choices about, first, whether your kids should go, second, where they go, how much they're going to pay, and third, how are they going to pay for this in terms of loans, are they getting grants, etc. It certainly can pay off for people, but it's also possible for this thing, like any other investment these days, to really turn into a dud.
Peter Capelli is director of the Center for Human Resources at the Wharton School and author of Will College Pay Off? Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, John.
On Friday, we'll hear from Shauna Smith-Jaggers, Assistant Director of the Community College Research Center for Teachers College at Columbia University. Shauna's work focuses on redesigning community college to support student success.
For so many of these students, they're the first in their family to go to college. It feels like they're stepping into a whole new universe, that the world might be opening up for them, and for them to, you know, maybe get halfway through a first semester and feel like they're floundering, to feel like they're failing, and to withdraw is really, really heartbreaking. And the faculty who see this every semester, they want to know how they can stop that.
More on community colleges on Friday.